how can we learn to give thanks in every situation? Turn with me to Ephesians and chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. The wonderful thing about the Bible is it not only tells you what to do, it tells you how to do it. You know, that's if you go to work in a factory and you're a completely raw person who don't know how to work and you've got a job in the factory, a good factory will not only give you the job but tell you how to do it. So if the Bible says in everything give thanks, and we are not naturally thankful people, we are naturally people who complain and find fault, the Lord will tell you how you can learn to give thanks. Here's the answer. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. Don't get drunk with wine. And that refers to wine is not just the alcohol part, but all the exciting things in the world. You can get drunk means you can get so taken up with all the exciting things in the world. Wine is a type of expensive food. That's what it is. It's very expensive to have whiskey or wine and all. So it says, let me paraphrase it like this. Don't get taken up with just eating a lot of expensive food because you can afford it. Poor people can't afford wine. Don't get drunk with wine. Don't get taken up with all the fancy food that you can afford because you earn so much money. Instead, discipline yourself a little bit in the luxuries that you can afford and be filled with the Holy Spirit. See, it's a contrast here. Don't get drunk with wine, and that symbolizes all the exciting things the world can give. Instead, seek God to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Don't ask God to give you more and more money so that you can enjoy all the exciting things in the world. Let me paraphrase that like that. But seek God for the power of the Holy Spirit, which is much more important. And when you are filled with the Spirit, you know what will happen? Verse 20, you will always be giving thanks for all things in the name of the Lord Jesus to the Father. Here is the answer. So when the Bible says, in everything give thanks, the answer is here. You cannot do it if you're not filled with the Holy Spirit. I mean, now that you've heard me say it, you may go home and start giving thanks, but it may last only for 2 days. After that, it will be forgotten. But if you want a permanent life like that, where the spirit of complaining and grumbling and criticizing and fault finding disappears from your life completely, and you're no longer gossiping and backbiting when you go visiting one another, you're no longer complaining and finding fault with different things. You know, people come to CFC and they find fault with something or the other. There's always people like that. The world is full of complainers and grumblers. A whole week they'll be grumbling about something or the other. And in the midst of it, the Lord has placed us like a light, that grumbling and complaining does not come out of our mouth. We are filled with the Holy Spirit. There are a lot of people who say, I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. And particularly in Pentecostal circles, they say they speak in tongues and they make a lot of noise and praise and worship and all. Good. And that's all good. I'm not against all that. But if they do that on Sunday morning in the church, and Sunday afternoon they go home and criticize and grumble and fight with their wives, I say all their speaking in tongues and their praise and worship is garbage. Absolute rubbish. It's an act. It's just something put on Sunday morning to show that I'm a very thankful person. It's hypocrisy. It's like these actors who are drunkards in Hollywood and then go act in a Christian movie like they act like Moses, or they act like Jesus, or they act like John the Baptist. But in real life, they are divorced 2-3 times and drunkards. But Christians can be like that. You're not acting like Moses or anything. You're acting like a very thankful person on Sunday morning. Oh, praising God and raising your hands and saying praise the Lord and all that. And then you go back home for the rest of the week. You're the same grumbling, complaining person you were. That is an act. You got to change that. And the only way to change is ask God to fill you with the Holy Spirit. And that's what I was really coming to. The greatest need is to be filled with the Holy Spirit all the time. It doesn't matter if you never speak in tongues. And God gives that gift to some people. Many people don't have it. But you can have a spirit of thankfulness. See, when they spoke in tongues in the early, in the first day of Pentecost, and when in Cornelius' house they spoke in tongues, they were glorifying God. The main thing is that they were thanking God. So whether you thank God in unknown tongues or you thank God in English or Tamil or Telugu or whatever language you use, that spirit of thankfulness is the main thing in speaking in tongues. So even if you don't have that gift, you can thank God in your own language. So it says here, giving thanks always and singing, verse 19, and singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. This is the opposite of what we read in Romans 1. They did not give thanks, and so God gave them up, God gave them up, God gave them up. So if I were to reverse that, it would sound like this. They started giving thanks, and so God picked them up and picked them up and picked them higher and higher and higher. Instead of pushing them down and down, He picked them higher and higher and higher. And you will really find, dear brothers and sisters, if you take my advice seriously from today and ask God to fill you with the Holy Spirit and to remind you through the Holy Spirit to have a spirit of thankfulness and teach your children to be thankful, it'll bring heaven down into your home. You know that song we sing, heaven came down and glory filled my soul. That's exactly what will happen. Because one thing about heaven, the many things about heaven we don't know. But in the book of Revelation, we read one thing about heaven. There's nobody's complaining there. Nobody is saying, why is it like this or why is it like that? Those words are never going to be heard in heaven. When you get there for all eternity, nobody will ask it. Everybody is saying, praise the Lord. God is on the throne. Praise the Lord. And even though, you see, look at the condition of the world today. Wars. Fighting between this country and that country, more and more wars, rumors of wars, and thousands of people being killed, and in this wretched world. And we have problems in India too. There can be persecution of Christians by anti-Christian forces. Okay, there can be so many problems, but our God is still on the throne. Jesus Christ has still got all authority in heaven and earth, and nobody can touch you without God's permission. Please remember that we don't have to live in fear. We can be thankful. Lord, you are on the throne. That is the main thing we thank God for. Even if you cannot think of anything to thank God for, thank God that He's ruling in the universe. That's why He told us to pray. Whenever you pray, begin by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven. Always, that must be the spirit of prayer. Father, you are running this universe. You're running this earth. All authority in heaven and earth is given to you. That's why I give thanks. Not because I get everything I want. In fact, a lot of things I ask for is good if I don't get it, because it may not be good for me. God gives us exactly what is good for us. If He has given somebody else more than He's given you, be thankful. And if He's given you very limited resources, be thankful. When I quit my naval job, when I left my job and came out to serve the Lord, I had taken all my life savings and given it to Brother Bhakt Singh and for Christian work. I emptied my bank account completely and I said, Lord, I'm going to trust you and serve you. And now and then I would get, somebody would give me 20 rupees, 50 rupees here. My income dropped 85%. I'm not exaggerating. When I left my naval job to serve the Lord, it dropped 85%. But I said, Lord, I thank you. This is the way you want me to continue. I'll continue. And my wife and I struggled along for many years. And we trusted the Lord, and the Lord took care of us. But we would not complain and grumble. Why is it like this? Why is it like that? I'm very thankful that we did not bring the atmosphere of complaining. Why is God not doing this? Or why is God not doing that? We have sicknesses in our home. Sicknesses with our children. All little children get sick somehow or the other. And he said, Lord, fine. There must be some purpose. You will take care of us. And he took care of us and took care of our children. He's done the same for you. If you look at your family history, there are many, many things you can thank God for. So I want to encourage you to develop that habit from today so that you change the atmosphere of your home and your life. And I believe you'll be a much happier person and you will not be finding fault with each other so much. In every child of God, there's something good you can appreciate. In each one of your children, there's something good you can appreciate. Let's develop that habit of telling our children something that you can see. I like to tell good things to the children I meet. Even in different churches when I see something in a child, I say, oh, I'm so happy to see that in you. I mean it. I'm not just artificial. You know, say, for example, if a child quotes a verse correctly, memory verse, I tell that person, that was good. I'm so happy to hear you do that. Or if they did well in school and got some good marks, appreciate it. We must get rid of the habit of complaining, grumbling, criticizing, finding fault. If you go like that, you know what I showed you in Romans 1. God gave them up, God gave them up, God gave them up. Didn't you see that three times in Romans chapter 1? We don't want it to be like that. We don't want you to be a person whom God has given up because you didn't learn to give thanks. The opposite of that will be God picked them up, God picked them up, God picked them up. I say, Lord, I want it like that. When you learn to give thanks, you will rise higher and higher.